Hey everybody, thanks for joining today. Today we're going to continue to talk about the topic of simple faith. That's really all I have for this month. It's just been something I've been walking out in my own relationship with Jesus for, this past year and a half. And I'm trying to make these as short as possible. I was hoping for 5-minute videos. We are having 20-minute videos. So if you could stick with me or take these a little bite by bite and meditate on them, that would be great. I would love to hear feedback. If there's anything that you would love to hear me share on, again, I don't want to say that these are teachings. I don't want to say that these are like prophetic words or anything like that. I'm just sharing my testimony with you, and I'm sharing what I feel like I've learned and gained through just sitting with God and his and sitting in the Bible and letting Jesus kind of strip me of the things that I have learned that haven't served me well. So we're going to just talk today about the mystery of God, and we're going to continue to just stay in Psalm 131. This psalm for me has been a breath of life. It has been just a deep well of wisdom, and I love the fact that when I had an anxiety attack this past year, and really, like, it's been very hard to bounce back from it. I am, thank you, Jesus, but it is taking time, and it is completely a new level of learning how to live my life at the pace I was always originally created to live it at. This word that God gave me in the midst of that anxiety attack was, you need to simplify your life. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm a stay-at-home mom, you know, I have a nonprofit, but we're not doing really much. It's not like I have a lot on my plate. This right here, I need to simplify how I'm living and how I'm even having my relationship with God had gotten completely so overcomplicated. Like, even though I'm a deep person, even that in itself, I look back on, so much of that was arrogance, pride and haughtiness, I feel like. And because Jesus says, like, come to me like a child, and it's the children that get to enter into the kingdom, and those that are like a child get to enter into the kingdom. And I just feel like everything is so, there's so much stuff out there that I have listened to or had been taught or had just believed or somehow whatever, you know. I'm not blaming anybody. It's so many people have brought in so much beauty and healing to my life. I'm just saying that as a person, we all receive differently, and the things that I heard and the way that I received them created in me unhealthy behaviors and actually cause pride and haughtiness and arrogance and just this works mentality, whereas God was like, no, your whole life is called to be a place of rest, like rest, slow, sloth-like rest, sloth-like pace, and be like a leaf that just picked up by the wind and then sits and then knows how to sit patiently. Being patient well is something that I want to learn how to do. I say that now thinking that I don't really have a choice. That is part of my walk with Jesus. So what does that mean? It means it's going to give me lots of opportunities and being patient, and my attitude isn't always going to be wonderful, but I'm going to learn from that. And then hopefully the next time around it will be. But I want to just talk about being simple in God. And I had a conversation recently with someone that was really deep, and I said, just pray that God makes you like a little child. And they were just like, ugh, that to my flesh makes me feel like, ooh. And I was like, yeah, I could see how that could do that. Not for the person, but just in general, because I've been praying that and knowing how it just completely strips you of pride. And I think that we are in the world, the more you know, the more you grow, you know, the more intellect you have, the more diplomas you have, the more titles behind your name you have. It doesn't even matter what sphere of influence you're in. You could be in the religious world and be a celebrity. You can be in, you know, the business world and be at the top of your game. The higher up you are, the more it seems you have gained, but really, have you? Because I feel like the more that I gained, the more that I learned, the more that I knew, the higher up that I got, the farther away from God I got, and the more arrogant I got, and the more haughty I got, and the more prideful I got, and the more works I felt I needed to do because I didn't feel I had any value. And the reality is I'm just a little simple hippie girl, like, who is hanging out in her t-shirt and sweatpants right now. I'm, you know, did my makeup, I did my hair for this video, and to me that was a big deal because I like to just lounge around, and I'm embracing who I am and who I always was, but somehow I lost that along the way. So, I say all of that because I want to read Psalm 131, and I'm going to just read the part that we're going to just kind of talk about and meditate on today. And it says, "My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me." I want to stop with that. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. I love the deepness of God. I love worshiping the Lord and just sitting in my bed and letting my heart go to the deepest places of His deepest places. I love to have a conversation and God just kind of swoops in and we start talking about things that only the Holy Spirit could lead us into. But sometimes I can get so out of balance and out of whack that you become completely unrelational and you're not going to impact the people around you that are outside of your language that you're using or the depth in which maybe you're at spiritually, and then you'll be no benefit. Like, I'm finding that recently when I've talked about this like on another video, but I was in bed for 2 weeks, and those 2 weeks I was just watching this TV show, and it was really funny, and it was, you know, a Christian show, and it dealt with not obviously Christian things, but just the humor in it. It was totally my humor, and I was really enjoying it, and I was able to get past those other things because it just didn't bother me. But what I realized was that who I used to be, I used to be a hairdresser. Like, I had a very promiscuous life before I got married. I wish I would have saved myself for marriage. That's something I really wish I would have, I really, really wish I would have done. And it was all out of a place of wounding. It was just very bad heart place. You name it. I flowed, you know. It was just, I was always looking for acceptance from everybody, and then I got saved, and there was so much internally that I was battling, and Jesus, he cleaned me up, and He's taught me so much. But I'm not talking like He's taught me head knowledge so much. I'm saying He's taught me so much about what was wrong with me and why I had my issues, and He did, and He is continuing to clean me up and to make me shiny and new. But along that road, I somehow got into the Bible speak or the Christian talk or the language, you know, that is used in the church world. And when I was doing something that the Lord asked me to do, and I was hearing people pray for other people, I had this revelation that, like, wow, like, if I prayed that for somebody, or if I was even talking about that with somebody that didn't know Jesus, because for me, I'm not just called to the church. Like, I want to impact people that don't know Jesus. I want to help walk with people through life and through their traumas and through their pain and suffering, and I just want to be a light. You know, I just want to be a light. I just want to be love to people. And I was like, wow, like all of these years, I don't think that my unsaved friends could probably understand what I was talking about. And that's probably why they all stopped talking to me. Because I lost my ability to understand where they're at and like be relational. And so it wasn't a bad thing. It was called balance. It's like my old me, I love that old person. That person is not who I am anymore. I love that person because my love for that person connects me to all of the people that are walking through the same things that I walked through in my life. And I want to be connectable. I want to be simple. I don't want to be this person that pretends like they have it all figured out, or even being disillusioned with the fact that I have it all figured out, right? And so it says, my heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. Well, we don't know if our heart is proud. I'm going to say it. If you're like, no, I don't have any pride. Well, you never know. The heart is a deceitful thing. I prayed last time. I'll pray for you again. I want to pray for myself. If there's any deception in me, if there's any pride in me, Lord, if my eyes are haughty, if my heart is proud, reveal that to me. Reveal that to me, because I truly want to just be so simple, and I want to be humble, and I want to be meek, and I want to be lowly, and I want to look at others above myself, and I want to love them and be a light and be a shining example of just who you are, Jesus. That's all I want. But it says, I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. I'm going to talk about this. It might be a little out of context, but this is what I personally got when I read this. And so this is what these videos are and this podcast is about, is what I received. And it was that, number one, unless somebody is inviting me into their business, I don't need to get involved in their business. Just because I'm called to love people does not mean I have to be nosy. I don't need to fix people. I don't need to get involved in all of their matters. Unless I am invited in, I do not need to deal with it. That was number one, and that's all about boundaries, and boundaries are very healthy. Boundaries and trust with people are just some of the most important things that you should have. But let's talk about God's mystery. That was just a side note, but I want to talk about God's mystery. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. And then it follows up with, I have calmed and quieted myself. I feel like when we sit in a place of not understanding why God hasn't done something, we are setting ourselves up for the ultimate failure, the ultimate crash in disappointment, discouragement, discontentment. When we're like, God, why hasn't it happened? I will not put this on you. I will just say me. I have realized that when I start trying to get into the great matters or the things that are too wonderful for me to understand with God concerning myself and my walk with Him, why hasn't this happened? Or what does this look like? Or why didn't this work out the way? Those are almost like snares. And I was reading a scripture the other day and it said, you broke the fowler's snare. You broke that snare. The snare has been broken. And I was like, yes. And I was thinking like my mind, you know, like these places in my mind that have had these behavioral patterns of obsessing or thinking about too much. Like, I'm getting to a place where I cannot concern myself with God's great matters. If they're too wonderful for me to think about, if they're too big, I have to be in that place that where it's like, humble yourself before the Lord and submit yourself, and then He will make all of your paths straight. And I think it's like in Isaiah 55 where it says, my ways are higher than your ways. It might not be Isaiah 55, but my ways are higher than your ways. It is Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, 8, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declare the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So if God's ways are so much higher, we have to trust Him in everything. Is this easy? Oh my gosh, no, it's not. It's excruciating. It's literally the part of the Bible where it says, pick up your cross and follow me. The cross is trusting God. I feel like sometimes the cross is just trusting God and really just living a simple childlike journey with Him. And I'm not a person sitting here that has it all together. I'm sick in my body. I have mental illness I'm dealing with. You know, I have a lot of friends around me that are suffering, that I don't want to see suffer. I have a lot of things I still need to work through in my life and in my relationship with God. So I'm not a person that has it all together and is talking to you about this. I am telling you that this is something that I'm trying to practice every day, where I don't go on the path of why has this not happened. I am in a place where I'm trying to practice radical acceptance. This is where I'm at. God, if whatever you said I'm going to do is going to happen, then it'll be by your grace and it will be something I fall into. Literally, I feel like the things that God really is called us to do, when it's time, we will fall on our faces into it. Like, whoa, I can't believe that even happened. Like, every story about what God's called you to do should be a, whoa, I can't even believe that God did this, but this is how it happened. And does it involve some work? Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes God asks you to do something, like these videos or podcasts. Like, I don't know who's listening, if anybody's listening, or if anybody's watching. I have no idea if it impacts you. I'm doing it because I felt the unction to do it. And I have no idea why. And I don't ask God, why am I doing this? Or what is the purpose? I don't have any expectations of anything anymore. I feel like I'm giving up all of my expectations, because God told me one time recently, He said, "Would you give up all of your old desires and all of your old dreams for my new ones?" And I was like, well, yeah. And as I pondered it, it didn't mean that God changed His mind on the things that He said I would do, but it made me realize that the way that I received the things that He said He would do, the way I perceived the things that He said He was going to do in my life or through my life, I might have been totally off base. So I just feel like God is asking today a few things. He's asking us to just be calm ourselves and quiet ourselves, be like a child, to let go of trying to make everything so deep and just live on a simple plane. He wants our lives to be like this, not like this. Because even when we're in the valley, we should be stable because we're standing on the rock, which is Christ. So I feel like for myself, that looks like getting up every day with no plan and just trusting that He has a plan. And I'm just, just letting all of that stuff go and just enjoying the fact that, like, my life is everything that He wants it to be today. And that's enough. Your life is everything He wants it to be today. Does He want you to be suffering and sick or out of a job or, you know, emotionally hurting? No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying you are who you are and you're where you're at today. Joseph was in prison. Paul was in prison. They had prison moments. They had valley moments. but it didn't create their identity. Their identity was in Christ. It was in just being internally at peace with whatever happened. It was being content, 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 content. All of this series has been on contentment. It's been on the mindfulness of being content and letting everything go and just being content, if you want to sum it all up. And so I hope that this has blessed you. I don't want to go over in time because I don't want this to be very long. It's already 20 minutes. So thank you for hanging with me. I hope that these talks about simple faith have helped you cross over into a new place that maybe you've been trying to cross over but you didn't know how, and really it's just simple. Just trust. So shine brightly and have a great day.